Bandwidth and hosting for Bageltech News is provided by UK2.net, web hosting for everyone, and sponsored by DCS Cabling, National Data and Security Solutions. Hello, welcome to Bageltech News. It's Wednesday the 19th of January 2011. All the technology news from the previous 24 hours in around 5 minutes. So Apple had its quarterly call yesterday and Tim Cook stood up and said lots of nice things about the company. Its profits were up 77% overall. Good God, that's a bit much. iPad ownership was 87% of the media tablet market entirely. That's going to change with the onset of the new stuff, but that's still pretty good. They sold 4.1 million Macs, 16.2 million iPhones and 7.3 million iPads. If you don't own an iPad, clearly you're now a social pariah. On the word of his competitors, Tim Cook said, Windows is big and heavy and next-gen Android apps are still just vaporware. Oh dear, that's sounds like fighting talk, but at the moment, it looks like he's got the figures to back it up. Apple sold $26.7 billion worth of equipment last quarter. T-Mobile in the Netherlands has started offering free iPhone unlocks. There's a tweet that I've got here from them that I just can't translate. Fred, you're going to have to help me with it. But it basically says, we'll unlock your iPhone for free if you're on T-Mobile. HP, in a fantastic bit of serendipity, has managed to show up all of the rumour mongers. On Ars Technica's website, there was HP WebOS tablet leaks and images. Also, it was out on Engadget and it looked fantastic and dandy and groovy. But then, brilliantly, HP came out with an invitation to their February 9th WebOS announcement saying, you think you saw the latest on Engadget? Think again. Very good. Very, very good. Microsoft has released OneNote for iOS. Now, when I used to be a Windows user, the only thing that I ever liked was OneNote. I thought it was a stunning application, really versatile, go anywhere, do anything. So imagine my glee when I saw the story this morning that it was available free of charge at the moment for iOS. I went out straight away to try and get it. Unfortunately, it's not in the UK store. Come on, Apple and Microsoft. When are you gonna learn? We're in a global economy. Equally bad is the Nintendo 3DS. They're going to have region-locked software. This is just ridiculous, people. You're going to have it cracked, you're going to have it broken down, and you're going to have it pirated. Most people just want to buy stuff. Stop trying to limit it. Sprint announced yesterday that they're going to levy an extra $10 charge for premium 3G data use. Now, I've read the story on it, and I can't see what premium data really means apart from the fact that you're using 3G data. So basically, they've just announced yesterday they're going to add $10 to your data charge if you're with Sprint. Based on the fact they're very small and they're not going to get the iPhone probably, I would wonder whether that's a good idea. Maybe some people could be going to Verizon. The FCC has approved the purchase of NBC by Comcast. Now, Julius Jenikowski was pushing for very strong regulation of it, saying that he wanted sweetening of deals between NBC and Comcast to be outlawed, and also that he didn't want video traffic prioritised on the NBC channels. Everyone presumes, based on the fact that it's a 4-1 vote, that that has gone ahead. Also, it's been passed through by the Justice Department as well, so there was a press release out yesterday. No details yet on whether anyone got their own way, but it could be interesting. Banksy, the famous street artist in London, has had his real name auctioned off on eBay. It's been removed now, so whether someone paid it or not, I don't know. But the person who put it up has managed to tie sale prices at auction of Banksy's artwork to a tax return. And he says that the person that made the tax return is Banksy himself. Whether he sold it or not, no one knows, but it's secret for now. And Ocean Empire has released the LSV. It's a self-sufficient super yacht, and it's fantastic. On board, it comes with two hydroponic farms and a fishing facility as well. It's got a 400 square meter 70 kilowatt solar array and also 80 square meters auxiliary automated skysail that drives the ship up to 18 knots and flies out the front of it. And it comes with a whole load of other stuff that sounds fantastic, and you probably got very excited if you're a seafaring person. But it's $17 million, so I might have to save up for next month. And finally, Bill Gates is more admired than the Pope. Americans have responded in a survey that's been run by Gallup and the USA Today magazine, saying that Bill Gates is more respected than the Pope, the Dalai Lama, and Glenn Beck. I don't know who he is. Never mind. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, then you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube and Vimeo at bageltechnews. We'll see you again tomorrow for a roundup of the previous 24 hours news as normal with Kyle, and he gets all the good stories each day, doesn't he? Yeah. Have a good day and thanks for listening.